Time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting for the month of April. Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
We've got 1 month, and we're literally about a month before graduation.
Graduation's a little less than a month.
It's
like the 8th, I believe, of May.
Look
up at your calendar. Yep, 8th of May, seniors will be graduating. A great group of kids we're sending out into the community. So really excited about that. So yeah, we're unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the school year.
I think it's been fastest years I think ever.
It has been, and we were blessed with no snow days, so that's true. Oh, I better not knock on wood right now
because
it's still April.
We still have had some snowstorms in April and even in May. I think too.
I've had late starts in May for sure.
Yeah.
And I know I've had snow days in late April, so I got to be careful.
I'd like some rain.
A nice 3-day rain where it just comes down and soaks in. That'd be nice.
We just can't get a break around.
I know
here
we
at
can't.
All.
It's too dry. It's crazy.
I know it. All right, we got a lot to get to. The agenda from last night. We'll start first. Public participation presentations reports.
Did not have any public participation last night or presentations last night, except for to our student board member.
I'll let you board it. Yeah. Public comments after that?
No public comments. Okay. Nope. We had Quinn has been with us. Taylor has been with us during the school year. He's the student elected representative to the Board of Education, and he's done an amazing job. Very busy member of our student body. He's an athlete. He's in activities. He's a good student or an excellent student and an amazing representation for our senior class in our high school to the Board of Education. And he was honored last night and recognized for his service to our school and community.
Yep. Every year you do this, and come fall, you'll elect another one. But he's been pretty darn good, hasn't he?
He's been very good. We really appreciate it. Comes from a good family and really appreciate their civic responsibility. They develop that civic responsibility within their family, and that's just awesome, and we really appreciate it.
Next up, you had some presentations?
No presentations last night. No, that was the only presentation we had.
Yeah. Consent agenda from approval, expenditures, payroll, et cetera. Board, administrative comments, anything there?
Nothing with board. I have some student. Let's see. I'm not on the agenda correctly here, so I don't have any administrative comments. Did have a report. We didn't have any committee reports last night, and we had just our student body representative shared some things about the high school we have. And this is a little out of order because Quinn was actually at track practice at the beginning of the meeting and came in a little bit late. But I'm going to go ahead and give his report at this time. So prom. That's coming up.
It's weekend.
You know, I knew prom was coming this weekend, but he said it's this weekend, and then a shock went through my head. Oh, my goodness, that's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so a big, big week for us. The kids are getting ready for prom. It's super exciting. It's a fun week. Night in Rio is the theme, which I think is really – I don't know if I've heard of Night in Rio. I'm sure it's not – well, maybe it is brand new. I've not heard of it before, but that's kind of a fun event for our kids, and they're really excited about that. We had students compete in Special Olympics, wanted to recognize those kids, and right now we are in full swing with our spring season. Track students, our track athletes are at events, tennis is going strong, golf is in, I think Quinn uses, is in full swing. I thought that was clever. And anyway, so lots of activities going on. Quinn himself is a track athlete. So our kids are out there competing, and we're really proud of those kids we have. I know I talked to eSports is going strong. They're in state competition now with other schools, and I guess we're in contention for another state title in eSports, so that's pretty exciting. And he also talked about a band concert next Monday. So I tell you what, come and see that talented band. We're going to miss Jacob, let's give him off a real positive note. Never mind. That was another attempt.
That's two of them for you this morning.
Well, one was Quinn's. Full swing was Quinn's. And then a highway cleanup's coming up. And then we have FFA has a banquet this Friday. So there's just a lot. That's not everything. There's just a lot of activities. Spring is really, really busy in the public school systems. And so he was just reporting on some of the many, many things that are going on around the district.
And then, of course, you had your report
Yeah. So we'll jump into mine. I talked... Let me pull that up. started off with a little bit of talk about school improvement. And so we didn't have a district-wide team meeting this last month, but we did schedule building-level meetings. And so for folks to know, we're in a five-year, we have a five-year school improvement process at cycles. So every 5 years, you start the cycle over. We're in year one of this five-year cycle. And the main goal for this year was to identify school improvement goals. And we've identified one in reading proficiency, and we've identified a second one in mathematics proficiency. And so we've done a lot of work this year. And we look at assessment data. We look at parent and perceptual survey data when we make those decisions. So once that was, and that decision has been made, what do we have to do now? We have to put together plans to address those goals. What overt actions is the school going to take to make sure we accomplish our goal to increase reading proficiency and to increase math proficiency? So we develop an action plan. So in the action plan is all the different professional development activities we put on, all the different trainings, et cetera, et cetera. That goes into our action plan. And so what we had for this last month is the building level teams identify at each of the buildings the specific trainings, the professional development, the workshops, maybe a curriculum adjustments or materials purchases that the actions we've taken to address that goal. And then we also identify at each building level what we have planned in the future. Like we have Mike Schmoker coming in next August. He's a speaker, and he'll be talking on authentic literacy. Of course, literacy is one of our goals. And there's going to be other. We've done trainings with the science of reading, a masterclass science of reading through Solution Tree. So all those different actions that the different buildings in the district take are put on that action plan. So I asked each of the buildings to create their building list, and then when we meet next fall, as a full team again, we'll be able to fill out more of our action plan. And it's one of those questions I said, it's one of those documents that's a living document. So at every meeting through 2026, 2027, one of the first things we do on our agenda is what needs to be added to our action plan, what actions did we take this last month that helped us work towards achieving our goal. And so that's what the building level school improvement teams did this past month. And some are still going to meet in the next couple of weeks. So not complete with that. So a couple buildings still have to meet and get that completed. The next thing I did was a legislative update. So this has been a very active year for us and school officials and administrators and across the state. Been paying a lot of attention to a lot of the legislation. I know I've talked a little bit about LB 1050, which was the reading retention bill. I've talked a little bit about 1219, which is a 2% cap bill, and some of these types of things. And those did not pass through the legislature. They're still in the legislature, but it looks like they're going to be holdovers till next year. And there's always adjustments to these bills, so they'll probably look a little bit different next year. But so when we talk about this past year, when it comes to the unicameral, it's a lot about what didn't pass, not as much about what did. Now, there were bills that did pass concerning student suspension. There's Open Meetings Act bills. I know Jeff talked a little bit last night about 803 and that there's going to be a municipality meeting in July where the school, the city, and the county, and any other state or entities like that have to present projected budgets or talk about the budgeting process in a public setting. That bill passed. But nothing that will require major overhauling of what schools do. So like I said, it's a little bit about what didn't pass and what's still on potentially in our future versus what did pass. We feel good about that. We feel good about that the legislation wasn't quite right the way it was written and needs to be reviewed and probably adjusted a little bit before it does get final approval from our state senators. So that was my legislative update. The next thing I talked about was teammates mentoring. We have, as everyone knows, we have a teammates program in McCook Public Schools. Teammates is a strong organization that has teammates chapters in many schools across the state of Nebraska. But one of the things I don't think I do enough of is talk about the successes of teammates and the impact that it has on our students and our community. So I received this information and some data about McCook Public Schools teammates program. And I think that this is probably very similar. So if you're students are in Hitchcock County or Southwest or Maywood or wherever you're at, is your teammates program is probably having the same types of impact. So I have it sort of a top 10 positive attributes. And of course, this is my opinion only, but number one, I didn't rank these. So the first one I have is strong academic impact, and 61% of mentees improve their grades, demonstrating measurable academic growth. The next one I have is significant reduction of behavioral issues. 87% of mentees have fewer disciplinary referrals, indicating improved student behavior and decision making. Improved student attendance. 71% of mentees had fewer unexcused absences, reflecting increased engagement and school connection. Then I have exceptional graduation success. 96% graduation rate among our actively matched seniors. So the seniors that stay actively matched with their mentee, 96% graduation rate. That's among the highest in the state of Nebraska. Post-secondary readiness, 77% of graduates reported having a post-secondary plan, including college, military, or workforce pathways. Very encouraging data there. Then longstanding mentoring relationships, the average length is 24.9 months, and the national average is 16. So we're really happy that our mentors and mentees are staying matched for longer periods of time than double are almost double the national average. High levels of student trust and connection. 96% of mentees report trusting their mentor. Positive student identity engagement. 94% of mentees are proud to be teammates members, and I think that's awesome. Increased hope in the future and future orientation. 81% of mentees feel more hopeful about their future, a key long-term indicator. So when you match a mentee with a mentor, what you really want to increase hope, and 81%, that's a program that's definitely having impact. Strong mentor satisfaction. So it's not just about our kids, but our mentors. Our 82% feel excellent after the meeting with their kids. 92% leave a session in a better mood. Or 82% feel excellent about the program. 92% leave sessions in a better mood. And 85% return to work or home and more engaged. So it has a positive impact both ways. And so I just wanted to make sure that we really did kind of point out how our teammates program and mentoring in general is having a positive impact on our kids and our community. The last thing I talked about in my presentation my report was ND's lesser known accelerated student achievement goals. And the reason that I shared this is I think most people know the state of Nebraska has established a 75% reading proficiency. We want 75% we want to increase our proficiency of third grade students across the state to 75% reaching proficiency. And of course, obviously from there, the goal will get more and more elevated. They'll become more and more challenging. But we have other goals that the State Department of Education has identified. 80% of eighth grade students will be proficient in mathematics on the NSCAS by 2030. 71% of 11th grade students will be proficient in mathematics, and 73% proficient in ELA on the ACT by 2030. So I didn't want those other less advertised, marketed goals to go unnoticed. I think we need to realize that we're not just working to improve reading proficiency. Obviously, we're pouring a lot of resources and energy into preparing our kids to be literate, to be good readers, not just good readers, though, but good writers, good solid writers. And so we're putting a lot of energy into that, but we're also working on math for kids across grade levels.
Monthly Business Managers Board of Education report?
Yeah, we had Mr. Gross reported that we served 13,713 meals in the month of March. Financials, after 58% of the year, general fund year-to-date is at 61%, and year-to-date expenses 59%, and that'll continue to go down as we approach the summer months because they're the least expensive. All funds year-to-date 60%, year-to-date expenses 59%. Again, those will even out as we approach get towards the end of summer. Facilities update, the repairs have been made. Wyland Field to the southeast grandstand. So we had a bit of, not everyone probably knows, but we had a bit of a project over at Wyland Field. The very southeast portion of the stadium by the south entrance, that part of the stadium has actually slid forward a little bit. And so we had some heavy rains. It's happened actually over time, but when we had some heavy rains, it started to move forward, and it's gone 2 or 3 inches at this point. So we wanted to shore that up That's plenty far. And so we decided we need to make sure that, that continues to stay firmly planted where it's at. So we've had some work done there too. We've knocked out some of those seeds, poured some concrete, put some footings in there, and other engineering terms I'm not familiar with to make sure it stops moving forward. And that work's been complete. Work in the junior high gymnasium. We've removed the old bleachers. We had old bleachers, and they were a safety hazard. We've had those removed. Basketball goal and support repair, we've repaired those. And the gym floor is being sanded and repainted. That gym floor, I don't think has had the wood sanded for many decades, and it had changed to that kind of that orange brown color. And so that's been sanded. That'll be repainted and then refinished, and this will be the last sanding. I think each gym floor can withstand about 3 sandings before you start hitting nail heads. So this is the third time since the building's been built that floor, 20 years from now, we'll probably have to talk about replacing that gym floor. Mm-hmm. Of course, that building, the rest of the building will, never mind, I won't talk about what will happen to the rest of the building by then. Projects in progress, junior high HVAC front end system. So we've had some issues with the communication devices and getting our air handling units to all communicate with the computer that controls our climate. And so we are doing some installation of new front end systems on that. We've talked about this for months. So this is just a project. We're actually getting to the point where we're probably going to be doing that work soon. Also involved with that are new heating coils, which as you push water, hot water through the system from the boilers, there's these heat reheating coils that help maintain temperature of the water. So just because you're on the east end of the building doesn't mean you don't get warm air out of your air handling system. So that work's going to be getting done. And then just have, you know, projects for the summer, some roofing projects, senior high steps replacement on the backside. They're kind of cracking apart. Not too many patrons take that, but students use that staircase every day. So that's going to be replaced. we're going to change the drinking fountains in the junior high, that wall that's cracking and falling apart. Those drinking fountains haven't worked for a while. So we're going to put we've talked to some engineers. They're going to put a metal plate on that wall, and then we're going to re-plumb it and put drinking fountains back on that space. Otherwise, you have to walk to the other ends of the building to get water. Mm-hmm. And so those should be up and running next school year, and a little reinforcement to that brick wall that's right in the center of the building. And then summer projects, we already talked about some of these, but senior, one of the big projects I think I'll talk about is the main hallway. We're going to be putting in carpet in that main hallway, where it's the hallway you enter to go to the gymnasium or go to the office. And we're going to be drywalling, and we're going to be putting in new ceiling and new lighting, the length of that hallway all the way down to the auditorium. And so that's going to be all remodeled and new. It's going to, you know, we're going to match it. The flooring's going to be a little bit different than the classroom flooring. It's going to be a carpet that can handle traffic. It'll wear a little better and show a little less dirt. It's not going to be it's going to be a darker color. There's some blacks in it, some dark grays, just so that we can, keep it looking nice longer. And so that carpet's going to, and also sound attenuation, those types of things. Carpet's been something we've been thinking about for a long time. We're going to have to invest in a few vacuum cleaners, but it's still cheaper. You know, it's still cheap, believe it or not, it's still cheaper than waxing those floors and doing some of the other work that we do. It's really expensive. And then polishing those floors. So that work's going to be done this summer. So looking forward to that, the completion of that project. And that is all.
There we go. A lot of projects coming up. Yeah, it's always the case with summertime.
Absolutely. We save up a lot of projects for summer. So yeah, we're going to be hitting those hard in mid-May.
Or to board comments and the new business after that? Is that right?
Yeah, new business. Yeah, we didn't have any board comments last night. So new business. We had accepting some resignations. We accepted the resignation of Carrie Girdle. Carrie's been she's been with the district for a long time because she is a student of McCook Public mm-hmm. Schools, and she's done an amazing job for us. We are proud of her 27 years working with the district. That's a long time to be with one school district. She's not retiring. She is moving on to a new opportunity. She's taken a job with the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Mm-hmm. And I know they're not professors right away, but she's going to be teaching college courses. So associate professor or whatever they call that, that's the role she's going to have. So she's going to be at the university level, maybe following in mom's footsteps
just,
a little bit.
Took my words. I said, because Pat Hainer was, I think, that's...
Oh, she was there for you. She just retired.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of following in mom's footsteps, and she's going to be influencing the future physical education and health teachers, and maybe more. I'm not sure what their total scope is. I know that'll obviously be part of it just because of her depth of experience. But she'll be working with young ones and preparing them to be future educators, hopefully sending a few of them our way.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So that was approved. We also accepted a resignation from Callie Curl. Callie's been with the district for 10 years, another student of McCook High School. She's not retiring either. She's way too young. She's taking a position with the Educational Service Unit out of Trenton in McCook. So we have an office here in McCook as well. And she's going to take a really neat job. She's going to be working with staff development. So she's going to be visiting all the school districts in the ESU area and providing instructional training and helping develop teacher skill sets so that when they are in the classroom, it's quality time for kids. And so she's well suited for that. She's an excellent teacher. She's going to do a great job in that role. If everyone remembers, Mr. Bednar had a role similar. I'm not going to say it's the exact same role, but had a similar role to this for a couple of years before we hired. He was with us as a teacher, went to the ESU, and we hired him back as a principal. So he had a similar position as this a few years ago and did an amazing job. It's a great, helps prepare you, and it's a good gig. It's a good job. And we will still be able to interact with Callie because we work with the ESU here locally. Mm-hmm. And so that was approved. Then we approved a contract with Reese Anderson. I mentioned earlier that Jacob he's going to be teaching a little closer to friends and family in Ord next year, and we're really going to miss him, but we were able to hire a Reese Anderson. He's going to be a brand new band teacher. We're excited about bringing him on board. His family's from, I believe he's a graduate of North Platte, Nebraska. I think he's a Bulldog, but you know what? If he's from St. Pat's, I apologize, but I think he was a Bulldog. If not, comes from not too far away.
And we won't hold that against me.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. We're happy to have Reese on board. Having band teachers, they are rare, and so we're very excited to bring Reese in. You have to battle to get band teachers. There's more openings than there are people to fill them, so we feel really good about filling that role. And then we also accepted a contract for Bailey Brownwell, McCook Junior High physical education teacher. So she's going to be filling in that role that Carrie's leaving. An experienced teacher. She worked with North Platte Public Schools and Oberlin Public Schools, and has ties to McCook, Nebraska, and wants to be closer to those ties, and so we're excited about bringing. I think you might even know.
Bailey. Yeah, the fiance works right here. Sam works with us. You bet. So yeah, I just saw that this morning on the contract and went, "Wow, Bailey's coming here."
Yeah,
so, cool.
We're super excited about that, and we love the fact that Sam's here and has been able to convince Bailey that this would be a great place to live and work. And my daughter's friends with Bailey, so and I was not involved with the hiring of Bailey. But she has a lot of friends in the area, and I think she's going to be a great addition to McCook Public Schools. You can't replace Carrie, obviously, just a wealth of experience and knowledge and skill, but Bailey's going to do a great job. She comes to us highly regarded. we also accepted a contract from Shaylin Stiver. She was actually at the meeting last night, which was nice to see. She is going to be a K-8 special education teacher for the school district. She comes to us also experienced. She works currently at St. Pat's. Her role with the district will keep her there at St. Pat's because that we provide special education and title services to St. Pat's St. Pat's schools, and she'll continue to work with the students that she's familiar with over there, but as a member of the McCook Public Schools staff. And that was approved. We also accepted a contract for Andrew Manzaris, for a senior high PE health and weights teacher. And this is we've been working hard to find the right fit because we're asking this individual to cover a lot of different bases for us. So when we talk about PE health, weights, there might even be I'm not sure. Girl wrestling.
He's a new girls wrestling coach. Yeah,
wrestling. So he has experience as a wrestling coach. So a lot. We found that that unicorn, maybe so to speak, person. So really excited. Coming from Omaha West Side, so was looking for an opportunity, and so we were excited to bring him on board here. Good references. We have some people out east that know him and spoke highly of him. And then we accepted a contract with Kaylee Eckert from a Cook Elementary School kindergarten teacher. So this would be the Callie Curls position. Kaylee, we know really well because she was a paraprofessional for us. She'd been working on her administrative teaching certificate through Chatham State. They kind of have a program at Chatham State, and I spoke a little bit about this last night. It's a neat program for paraprofessionals. It takes a little longer to get your schooling done, but they work with them as they're working. They work on their teaching certificate at the same time, and she went through that program. She student taught with us this last year, and this position opened up, and we're really excited to bring Kaylee in. She's going to do an amazing job for us. And, of course, that was approved last night. Then we also approved the sale of district surplus. This is sort of something we put on the agenda about this time every year. The school district always has, some years more than others, some surplus items, old desks, maybe lights, maybe technology that really is no longer usable for the school district. Sometimes there might be little issues with them that folks either fix or overlook. And so we'll likely have a surplus sale sometime this summer, but to stay alert to that, we will advertise that. And then we also have accept a $5,000 donation from Parker Hannafin. So what a great donation. What a great partner Parker has been with the school system. Every year they give us a donation and help us write grants, and they really do a wonderful job. We have equipment in our industrial arts program we wouldn't have otherwise. So Parker, great friend to the school system. And of course, what are they investing in? They want to invest in kids because they see our kids as their future workforce. And so they have great opportunities for kids out there for careers, to be honest with you. So really appreciate that donation, and thank you very much to Parker Hannafin. And again, those dollars will go towards industrial arts materials. Then also the last thing on our board agenda was to approve McCook High School FFA chapter out of state national FFA convention convention next year. And so we have Haiti Yearling, Jackson Blumstead, Reese Gillespie. I know Brayston Hawk, so I can't read this very well, but I'm sure that's what that says. Parker Noakes. They've all done. And I'm reading someone else's writing right now. Uh-huh. These kids all qualified for the national competition. That's huge. Mm-hmm. When I listen to some of we had Brayston and Gillespie in the boardroom recently, and Parker Noakes, all these kids, and they just are very impressive kids. I've already talked about the Blue Jacket ceremony. Just really great group of kids. And so we're really excited about them going to nationals. I think they're going to do great. And so next year they have that opportunity. Now, some of them are seniors, so we won't be able to probably bring them in. They'll have graduated before they compete. But, you know, we'll be rooting them on, that's for sure. And then, of course, they approved that trip for the FFA. And we don't have kids compete every year at nationals, mm-hmm. so that's a big deal. And we had a lot of kids. It was also mentioned last night, we had a lot of our FFA chapter placed at the state. They just didn't place high enough to go to nationals. So we had a very good representation. McCook's FFA chapter is extremely strong. And I encourage, just if you get to know these kids, if you have kids coming through, I wish that I had my kids go through the program. It's such a good program. And my kids were very involved, and your kids might be too. Maybe they can't fit it in, but if they can, this is a great, great program for kids.
Yeah, we've had Mrs. Hoxwell on the airwaves a couple of times, and does a great job. And they get big numbers every year.
Yeah, and they have just such good kids. I'm just super impressed with them.
Yeah.
Great leadership.
We are to positive comments.
Positive comments. We pull that up real quick. So we'll start with Quinn. out of being on the board as the student member, really learned a lot. He didn't, before he came on, he was like, what do these guys do? You know, a little bit of that mindset. And he said, boy, I really learned that you have to deal with serious issues and take care of a lot of business, and really appreciated learning that. Jesse talked about the fourth grade vocal concert, that Miss Donlin did an amazing job preparing the students, and the kids looked like they're having a lot of fun as they're performing for the community, and they did an awesome job. Mike talked about the YMCA project and the school's involvement. The YMCA is, it's, we're not right there yet, but it's, you know, a year from now, we might be talking about completion. And so what a great asset that's going to be to the community, but also mm-hmm. to the school system. And we've developed a really good partnership with the YMCA. And we're going to, once that facility is done, we're going to be able to do a lot more things because we've decided to collaborate on a lot of different, in a lot of different ways with them. And then with us, obviously. That was a choice they made as well. Amanda talked about the FFA National Qualifiers. This is amazing. We had other students who did place. Oh, yeah, she talked about that in hers, that other schools didn't place, had a great representation, great showing at state, and was super impressed and wished the FFA students a wonderful trip to Nationals next year and also great success at the state competition. Scott appreciated all the work the administration does to prepare the students for the ACT and preparing them to do well on the assessments, and talked a little bit about all the different activities and plans that we put in place to help prepare students as best we can to take that, well, that's still a critically important test, depending on what you're going to do after graduation, but for a lot of our kids, very, very important. And when they take it, it's important to every kid, because when you're a junior, you still are deciding what the future looks like. So all juniors really do need to take the ACT seriously, because they may, even if they think on this track, they may decide, we're talking about 16, 17, 18 year olds, they may decide to go in a different direction. All of a sudden that ACT becomes really important for them. Jeff talked about the springtime, and the school is just going crazy because of all the different activities, all the different engagements, and he appreciated all the staff preparing and maintaining a focus on student success, student achievement, while at the same time all these activities are taking place. Brad thanked Quinn for his great work as the student representative, and also Mr. Hosick for the NCAA National Huddle Coach of the Year for Strength mm-hmm. and Conditioning. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hosick deserves a lot of honor and respect for the work that he does, and we really appreciate, we're going to miss him next yeah. year, but he's just done an amazing job, and this is an honor well-deserved. And then I talked about Destination Imagination. We have teams that competed at the state competition on April 2nd. I think we had some teams even potentially qualify for global finals, although they do that very differently today than they used to do that. But we have Mr. Dagnan does that, Miss Cali, and Mrs. Loker, all our Destination Imagination sponsors. And I really appreciate the work that they put into that. It's a lot of herding cats type of thing, because you don't actually get to you can't tell the kids what to do. The kids have to make all the decisions, and that's what's great. The kids are given a challenge. They have to work on it. But you can't say, well, I think you should do this. You can't mm-hmm. say that. You have to say, have you thought about, Is that the best way to solve that problem? Is there a better way? Is that the right material? So you can only ask questions. Right. You can't tell them what to do. And you kind of just have to let them go a lot of the times. And I used to be a coach, so I really appreciate the work that they're doing. It's fun. It's great to be a coach, but sometimes you're just shaking. You're like, oh, my goodness. And I'd been involved. This is the first year I haven't been involved with Destination Imagination for a number of years. For decades, I was either a coach or an appraiser, and it just didn't work for my schedule this year, but I'll be back at it.
But it's always been near and dear to your heart,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, I honestly, ever since I've gotten involved with it, it used to be Odyssey of the Mind, if you can remember, way back when people my age. So Odyssey of Mind, but then it changed, and when I started working as a manager in Destination Imagination would have been when I was a principal in Columbus, Nebraska, mm-hmm. and so that was many moons ago, and just love working with the kids. It's challenging, and it's fun and frustrating all simultaneously. It's a great experience, It's easy to do when you realize it's for the kids. You're mm-hmm. doing it all for the kids' development, critical thinking skills, communication skills, collaboration skills. They're all wrapped up into it. So it's a great program.
What a meeting last night.
Good meeting.
Wow. A lot of say goodbye to some teachers, say thanks for what you did, but you're saying hello to a lot of new teachers.
Absolutely. And we're still looking. We haven't filled all our positions. But we are reaching out to people and thinking creatively to fill some of those. There's not as many teachers out there today. Yeah. So if your kids want a job, with some job security and great benefits, good pay, and a difference-making lifestyle, that would be teaching.
Just think, the next school board meeting, May the 11th, will be right after graduation.
Yeah, it'll be after graduation.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going fast.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.